100 Word Stories.
Hello, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon. Usually, I totally brain fart on one story a week for the weekly challenge. But this time, I screwed up on two. I want to apologize to both Tom and Bonchance for forgetting their stories this week. Let's go ahead and hear what they had to say. First up is Tom.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And tonight's story is called Stand By Me. Badger and Bolin weren't the smartest tools in the shed. What they lacked in brain power, they made up in steadfast loyalty. Even though Bolin was hesitant to make the 100-mile trek through Gruber's swamp, he matched Badger's lead right into the pit of unending suck. "Well, I guess this is the end," sighed Badger. "No, my end is at the bottom of the pit," countered Bolin. "Then we're saved," cried Badger, and scrambled up Bolin's shoulders. Pulling his friend to safety, they laid exhausted on the ground. "Maybe 100 miles is a bad idea. Let's do Rocky Road instead."
Thank you, Tom, and be sure to add one in the "I totally screw up" column. Updates. The next story was by Bonchance Longfall. Let's go ahead and listen. Pablo, the black and white Springer Spaniel, was devastated. His best friend Espy, a cute furry mutt, has moved 100 miles away. They licked noses late last night and said their goodbyes. Pablo was all alone. He sprawled out on the grass, looking up at the sky, wondering how he could endure the 100-mile trip alone to be with his best mate. He worried about his pristine soft paws, gently cared for by his wonderful owners. They would not endure a hard pavement for 220 kilometers. Pablo rolled over, nuzzling the patch of grass Espy last stood on, and whimpered. Thank you, Bonchance. Once again, I'd like to apologize to Tom and Bonchance for, well, this is why I need the midget to Q&A my stories for me. Oh well, that's it. I'll see y'all next week. Until then, thank you for listening. Keep sending those stories in. The next topic is a little strange. And, as always, keep it brief.